Morning, church. Great joy once again to be with you. We have already read from Deuteronomy chapter 8. That is where our sermon will be based this morning. But it will be helpful to just keep it open there. We are bringing the last part or a last sermon on that title or subject that we've been dealing with, the sins of my country. The theme of chapter number 8 is actually the Lord reminding the people of Israel to never to forget God. Why is that a point from the Lord? Because of what we're going to be looking at this morning. The sin of self-sufficiency. That is what the Lord was worried about. So, what we're going to look at this morning is what I think is also affecting our country and us individually as people. The children of Israel are now about to enter a new land, to enter that promised land. Remember, they were in the wilderness for 40 years, a dry and desolate land. And now they are going to be in a land of plentiful. Remember, they were living in tents before, but the future is bright before them. They will be dwelling in good and beautiful houses. They have been eating one and the same food, the manna, although that was grace from God, but now they will be eating meat and more delicious food, if you will. What you need to notice is that they are about to be independent from one another. It will be every man for his family. It will be every tribe man for his own tribe. Never to look out for one another in a group, but in a small group or individual. And God's word to them is that they should not forget his commandments. Because honoring his commandment will keep them united with God and united with one another. It was the commandments of God that kept them united, kept them as a people loving one another, knowing God in the wilderness. So the Lord says, when they get into that new land, they must not forget the Lord. Above all, not to forget to bless him, to worship him, to honor him, to welcome strangers among them. Why? Because the land they are about to get to is a land of plentiful. But the Lord knows what is in man's heart. The Lord knows that a man is a fallen creature. Plentiful has a high chance of turning man's heart from God to self. Because when man is exposed to plentiful, he becomes self-sufficient. Of course, church, self-sufficiency is not a sin in itself. But God here reveals the danger of plentiful. That is when you think you can function outside others, you can function without the mercy of others, you can function on your own. When you think you can provide for yourself everything and you need nobody. That is a sin of self-sufficiency. Being autonomous as a human being. To think you have everything that you need no mercy from another. And that is exactly the sin that is before us this morning and today in our country. So our duty this morning is to reveal three dilemmas of such sinful spirit, the spirit of self-sufficiency. The first thing we want to recognize here is that self-sufficiency forgets the good past. The good past. Look at verse 2 to 4. The Lord says, he's speaking through Moses, you shall remember the whole way that the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness. So you can see the Lord is concerned that they should remember. He led you that he might humble you, testing you to know what was in your heart. Friends, this call in these verses is to remember what the Lord has done. What is quite clear from these verses is that God has done so much great things for his people in the past and he has blessed them. But the Bible also reveals that he chastens them in the past, but not to cause them harm, to bring them to humility. But please look at this. To humble them in the past, but not for the past's sake, but for the future's sake. So now the Israelites are about to enter this new land, and the Lord now brings this warning to them. He warns them against the danger of forgetting the past because of great prosperity. Because they are in a danger of forgetting the God who was there for them in the wilderness. So as they enter into the new land, one thing they need to remember: prosperity is given by God. Look at verse number 7. It says there, for the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs flowing out in the valley and hills.
uba ukenya lefatsing le molemo lefatsi le melapo le didiba le matha la metsi a kollang dikhutlong le dithabeng.
So there will be great prosperity where they are going.
O tla bona le tlhogora e ngata mo ba yang teng.
But man by nature is prone to forget the good past. Man is prone to forget the good Lord.
Empa motho yena ka bo yena o na le ntho le ntho mokgwa wa gore a lebale tse ntle tse ileng tsa etsagala.
But also to forget those who were there for him in that past. Please remember, the Israelites in the wilderness, they had nothing, friends. They had to depend on God. But in the new land, they would have more than enough. It will be a land of milk and honey, a prosperous land. But the Lord is concerned. The Lord is concerned about the hard sin of self-sufficiency. The sin that caused people to forget the past and those who stood by them in that past. The case of misunderstanding prosperity. The case of indulging in the sin of self-sufficiency. Hallelujah. I was telling my wife of another actor that he's one of the actors I normally prefer. But his history is not good, just like most of them. This man had nothing at the beginning of his acting career. He did not even have money to catch a taxi to go for auditions. Only his wife at the time was a working wife, and that woman provided for him. This wife is a model. She paid for his transport. She paid for the school of acting. She pays for everything. She bought him clothes. Years later, the man became the most famous man, or one of the most famous men in Hollywood. He divorced his wife. Not because of anything else. He says the schedule of the wife as a model is too tough for them. He can't handle it. But he also married a model afterwards. You can see that this man did not need this wife anymore. Why? He was now established. He was now self-sufficient. He forgets the person who was there for him when he could not even afford a suit. It is unwise to forget the past. It is unwise to forget what the Lord has done for you. Never forget the one who sustained you when you were weak. But the message is different. When you get into your feet,
how can I
remember those who lifted you up in the past? Look at verse number 17 in our text. He says here, you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives the power to get wealth. So this portion of scripture, friends, reveals God's desire for his people. God does not want to be a forgotten God. So he wants the people not to forget him. He was there for them in the past. He wants people not to develop a spirit of self-sufficiency. Because that is a possibility when people get to the land of plentiful. And like I said, friends, there is a time in life when we have to stand on your own. Where you need to be able to provide for yourself. But that does not mean you must be self-sufficient and forget the good past. It does not mean you must forget the good Lord and the people he used in the past.
God
now speaking to these people, he says, you can actually count the blessings that I blessed you.
Remember,
when you did not have food, I gave you food. Remember, when you did not have new clothes, I kept your old clothes new. When you did not have water, I gave you water, and that water was Christ. In other words, when you were down and out, I was there for you. I gave you the power to be sustained. Now I'm the God who's going to give you the power to get wealth when you get into this new land. Church. God is talking to the entire nation. It's a message to the entire nation. Never forget the good Lord, the good past.
This
applies to us individually as Christians today. God has led us through miserable times until where we are today. He has blessed us. The Bible tells us that he has made us priests. He has blessed us indeed. So we must not forget the Lord. But remember now, what people normally think is that when the journey is tough, it must not be tough for them. It must be tough for someone else. But the Lord says, never forget the good past because of self-sufficiency. That is what we see in the first place. We will apply this thing later. How does it apply to us today as a country? But the second thing I want us to see is that self-sufficiency builds up pride. That is what concerns the Lord. Look at verse 17 and 18, especially 17, but we'll read both 17 and 18. Beware lest you say in your heart, here's the problem. Beware lest you say in your heart, my power and my might, the might of my hand, have gotten me this wealth. Verse 18. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives the power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your fathers at this
day.
Verse 17.
Shines bright with the warning against pride.
Beware of pride.
Now this verse reveals the care that is in men's hearts. Pride because of prosperity. Not because prosperity is sinful, but man's heart is sinful.
Therefore,
prosperity and a sinful heart builds up pride. To take credit where is not due.
But they
always point to me, myself, and I.
They
fail to remain humble.
They
fail to give credit where is due.
That is what pride does.
Pride look at self and say to self, you are great. Everyone else is not in your
level.
And God knows this thing. Then he comes out now, he brings this word to warn his people against this pride. Fullness of heart. Look at how serious this is. Pridefulness. He repeats the same warning again in verse 12 and 14. Listen to verse 12 to 14. Let's, when we have eaten and are full, and have built up good houses and live in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery.
E se re motlhomong ha se o jele o gotse me o haile matlo a matle o dutse hona ha di gomotsa o le dimputsa ha di atile haholo ha o buile silifere le gauta engata me di tshotso hletsa ha di atile pelo ya ho ya e gomosa me ya le bana modimo wa hao ya o nyollotse nna enya ya e gepeta tlung ya bohlanga bana beso.
Do we agree that a person who has nothing does not need to have pride? No, most of the time shows no pridefulness. The problem here is when we have a plentiful. That is why the Lord says, when you have eaten and you are full and everything is multiplying and you see increase in your land, then you are lifted up in your heart and you forget the Lord, you forget everybody next to you, you think you're high up there. Self-sufficiency cause people to be boastful. The heart tends to be lifted up. Consequently, there is no room for God and no room for someone else.
Listen to
someone
verse 4.
The Lord says that through the psalmist.
104 verse 4.
In the pride of his face, the wicked does not seek God, and all his thoughts are, there is no God. But the Bible says
it is
because it is pride in his heart. What does it mean when it says the man says there is no God because of pride? It means that a man elevates himself even higher than God.
And
that is not what he will say, that I'm greater than God, but his actions will show that he thinks he's greater than God.
Proverbs 13
verse
10.
Where there is strife, there is pride. In other words, all conflict and sin can be traced back to the one sin, one common sin, pridefulness.
What
we realize here, what causes the conflict that you see in this world?
What causes the conflict even in your families?
Pride.
Because
of self-sufficiency. When you think you have everything.
Then
you are lifted up with pride. You
elevate
yourself higher than everyone.
You think that wealth
is your own doing. Remember the Pharisees in the times of Jesus? Those people were infected with great pride in their hearts. They were blinded even from seeing that they are spiritually dead. They could not see their spiritual condition because of pride.
And once
pride blind man from seeing his spiritual condition, man will see himself greater than everyone else. They become unkind to fellow men.
We are told a Pharisee
who was praying to himself, thinking he was praying to God, and he was lifting himself in pride, looking down on the other one and the tax collector next to him. Why? He thought he was higher or he had everything than the other men.
He
forgot that the Bible tells us that God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. So here, before the Israelites could possess this new land, God graciously warned them against the danger of pride. Because pride distances people from one another. And you might think two ways in which that happens.
Right,
people, when they distance you, they can do it nicely or violently.
But to pay homus, I was about to obey Pilahau.
Actually fools you to forget that you will need that person in the future. Actually, there's a saying in Swazi.
It says,
Inyoni in Giza etumulu kodwa idla phansi.
In other
words, the greatest eagle flies higher than anything else, but it will find its food in the ground. But people forget that. You will need your neighbor. You will need your friend. This is what God wants us to remember. Remember those who helped you in the past. Do not be carried away with pride and forget everything. Moses said to the people of Israel, don't let your heart be lifted up and forget God and forget those who were there for you.
Oskwa dumela pelwa gore nento
a yo phamisa ha o lemelo gone It was God who provided for you in Egypt. It was God who provided for you along the way in the wilderness. It will be God who will provide for you even in the new land. But the very same God used someone else. He used the Egyptians to bless the Israelites.
Because
the Bible says when you went out of Egypt, you went out with plentiful. Don't forget the good
passages.
Also do not be carried up by pride. So how is this relevant to the sins of my country? I'll give you a small summary. Not long ago, most African countries played a vital role in helping our country, South Africa, to achieve its freedom. These countries, they help us to get our independence from the evil system of
apartheid.
Remember, at the time, most European countries, they said the apartheid system was an in-house problem. So we must sort it out, but African countries refuse to condone the sin of apartheid.
In
1963, an organization called the AOU was formed.
But the guy in 1963,
his great purpose, what this was formed for, the primary object of this union, it was to eradicate colonialism and fight against the apartheid of South Africa. The African countries forced the world to put sanctions against South Africa. In other words, not to help the apartheid system.
But more importantly, these countries,
they opened their borders for our people who were fighting for freedom. Great presidents like President Thabo Mbeki land out there in Lusaka, land in America, not in South Africa. These countries provided military assistance for our people. They raised funds for our people. The bottom line is that as a country, as a people, we depended on others for our freedom. And today, we cannot then be carried up with pride because we have reached our destiny.
We must not allow
pride to cause us to forget that the Lord gave us this prosperous land.
Let us not allow
pride to cause us to look down on those who are in need in our midst. Why? Here's the problem. Deadly. Self-sufficiency ignites God's wrath.
Amen.
Verse 19 to 20. 19-20. It says here, and if you forget the Lord your God and go after other gods and serve them and worship them, I solemnly warn you today that you shall surely perish like the nations that the Lord makes to perish before you. So shall you perish because you will not obey the voice of the Lord your God.
Short
difference. Self-sufficiency brings about judgment. Self-sufficiency will condemn men to hell. Listen to Isaiah chapter 2 verse
12.
Listen to what the Lord says through the prophet. Let us be warned against the sin of self-sufficiency. He says, for the Lord of hosts has a day against all that is proud and lofty, against all that is lifted up, and it shall be brought low.
So in these verses, friends,
we see the horrible future for any nation that will be lifted up in pride and forget the Lord, a nation that will forget those who helped them in the past. God will surely judge the Israelites if they will forget him and join in with the ways of other nations in sin. Simply because, friends, once they've forgotten God, they will have strange ideas and strange worship in the land. They will accept strange ways of life in the world. They will do what is called false worship when they think they're worshiping God by the worshiping self. So how do you know whether we are carried up by this sin of self-sufficiency? How do you know that the judgment of God is upon you because of self-sufficiency? Verse 19 and 20 says, in your midst there will be strange worship. You yourself will be a people or a land who worship falsely. There will be no genuine prayerfulness. There will be unshameful disregard of God's ways. There will be an unbelievable belief of lies. People will be satisfied with the good of the hour. Temporal needs will be more important than long-lasting needs. Moses says such things ignite the wrath of God. Ask yourself a question. If you find yourself as a self-sufficient person, Carried up with pride. Having forgotten the good past. How will you pray for the ones who are in need? Because you'll be the one who takes the things of those in need. How can you feed the hungry? Because you'll be the one who will take away bread from the hungry. How can you provide homes to the homeless because you'll be the one who chase the people out of their homes? And the Lord says, such a people or nation ignites his wrath. So shortly, what is this point about? This is a call to repentance. The Lord says here in verse 20, he is ready to punish those of the spirit of self-sufficiency. There will be nations that will be like that, and you must learn as I judge them, and I will judge you the same. Those of you who follow news, you will know that there were countries in the world who were great countries. There was a time when England was great. There was a time when France was great. There was a time when America was great. But those nations are not great anymore. They have problems they cannot solve in one or two generations. Why? Simply because their sinful self-sufficient spirit ignited the wrath of God. They promoted slavery and God judged them.
Slavery.
And they were judged. See, friends, that is why Moses says it is pride that will bring the judgment. If you are better than someone, it will bring judgment. If you want to know if that is you, verse 20 says, check your worship. Who is it that you are worshipping? Let us stand back. Let's check the worship of our country. Who is it that is being worshipped? Is it not money? Is it not prosperity? Is it not good life? Are those things not the most important things today in our country? It is. Where is God? Where is God? In our worship. Have you listened to our songs? Not in this church. But so in general.
To the Pina fella and to Shabby.
Do you find God in it? You know why?
Obani?
Because we have elevated ourselves more than God. Now we worship strange gods. I'm talking in general. I know that there are human people worshiping God. I know that. And that is the reason then we don't love one another. We don't appreciate the fact that it is God who brought the foreigners in this country.
are shokomelo go modimo ke ene a fise manala ntse ba tsang ka ntse la
haetena to depend from self sufficiency
are se be gore ene tla mo gore re sekolo we se bisana na sa go
because we have a strange view of God
ka ba ne re na le tsela e esile ka modimo
let me close like this
re kwale ke re
you must never forget the good past
awata ma le ba letsa gale tsentle
because that will be to forget the goodness of the Lord
o ba ne ho etlabele le ba la ho loka ho modimo ho
wena don't forget those who were there for you in the past
o ska ba le ba la ba ba ne ba le teng ho wena nna go nya gae
because they were ordered by the Lord to be there for you
ka ba ne modimo ke yena a ile a balela gore ne a ba be teng ba ke sa hao
the Bible says the steps of the good men are ordered by the Lord.
Bibele ere ditsela tsa motho a lukileng di laolwa ke Modimo.
So every person who has been good to you, he was ordered by the Lord, whether he knows it or not.
Pala motemole mo ana etsa tsentle ho wena, o ne a laolwa ke Modimo re a etsetse ho wena.
Remember the good Lord. O sa
tsela wena wa tseba. Hopola tsa gale tsentle.
Remember the good Lord.
Hopola Modimo a lukileng.
Beware of self-sufficiency.
Ebile hlokomela ka ntho sebe sa go nana gore ha o tlokele.
Because men to forget the Lord.
O ba ne ke so seta o le ba le Modimo wena.
Because men to be prideful and spiteful against others.
E yetsa go motho a go mosa motho a ipona a le bete go feta ba bang.
Because men to challenge God's wrath.
E yetsa motho rene a ipone yena a sa asa tsanela ke ntho ba le ba Modimo.
Let us pray for our country.
A re gapeleng na ha ya rona.
But as for us Christians.
Empa ba le rona re le ntho ba Kriste.
Let us not forget the Lord who delivered us.
A re se ga le ba la Modimo a re lopolotseng.
Remember the goodness of the Lord, the good past where the Lord Jesus Christ hung on the tree for you.
Hopola ntho o loka hwane wa gale ntho Jesu Kriste hala sa sefapano ba ke sa.
Remember where he cried out, Eloi, la Master Bakhtani, my God, why have you forsaken me? My God, why are you putting these great sins which are not of my own on top of me? Oh yes, that I may release or deliver these people from their sins.
Hopola he hanal ar midimu aka midimu aka olasete na asebe sa ose nesebelo dimahao empa yena asenga kanto kanto lebakala hao.
Remember the good Lord.
Hopola into yena mudimo a ntolukileng.
Remember Israel's clothes in the past.
Hopola into ethe diaparotsa Israel tsa gale.
They did not wear out.
Ore a dia ka tsa fela.
God is good.
Ka ba ne mudimo o nalukile ho bona.
He was good then.
Mudimo o nalukile ka ntho nako eo.
He's good today.
O ntsa lukile lona o sengona. Ba le potso ke ena.
Do you know this God?
Na wa mutsiba mudimo na.
Are we a country who know this God?
Na gona re na ha etse ba mudimo na.
Are you a person who know this God?
Na wena motho a tse ba mudimo na.
Have you come to this God through his son?
Na wena o tlile o yena mudimo yena ka ntho mo ga wa ha ina.
So that you may not be carried up by pride.
Gore o tla ska wa ba lento lento a be homos.
Have you humbled yourself at the feet of the cross?
Na u lewe kopametsa na pelanto pelanto ba o a to tsapano.
Jesus, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on my soul. Have mercy to me a sinner. Have you cried out?
Na u lava la wa Jesu Jesu wena mara mudimo e ba ntho Musa ho nna ke lento metsa dibe. Na ntho o kile wa la
tsalo. Why would you cry out?
O ba ne o tla ma o le jwalo.
So that you may not worship false gods.
Gore o tla ska wa sebeletsa medimo ya boha
so that you may not follow strange ways
o re wena o tla ska wa tsama ditile ntho di seng
so that when you pass on from this world
o re ha tsama le fatseleng
the kingdom of God
o tla o kene muso wa modimo
there is one way
ke wa natsela eo
to be happy in the Lord
ke re motho a ithabele moreneng
to enjoy great prosperity
gore motho a tle a ithabele goreng ya modimo
the Lord Jesus Christ.
Kore motho a tsebane le Jesu Kriste.
Calling today.
Mntopisa yena o semona.
May you not forget him.
O ska wa mlebala.
Calling today.
Mntopisa yena o semona.
That he may save you.
Kore atla o pholose.
Pray for the country.
E rapella na ha ya rona.
That may be saved.
Kore na ya rona etle e pholose.
That may be a loving people.
Kore to rona re tle re bentho batho ba ntho ba ratana.
Kind.
Batho ba ntho ha o ba bang
God worshiping people
batho ba sebeletsa modimo ka nnete
humble people
batho ba ntho ba iko ko begitse
people will never forget God
batho ba tle ba seke ba le bala modimo le ka mohla
let me read the benediction for you may the Lord bless you and keep you
May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Amen.
We shall sing together number 26.